First, I'd like to welcome back our returning champions, Baruch Hashem. And we have a few of them are starting to trickle in. Welcome back. It's always wonderful to see you. We'll take a break from Hilchos Chol HaMoed to discuss a topic already. This will be Chazaka, the third year I'm discussing this time of year. It's the springtime. Certain things come out in the spring. One of the things that comes out in the spring is a desire to gamble, or a temptation to gamble, to bet, in conjunction with the basketball tournaments. So, commonly known as March Madness. I just want to go through some of the halachic issues and address the issue, where halacha stands on it. And there is a Magen Avraham in Siman Shinchav Beis, in Aruch Chaim Siman Shinchav Beis. The Magen Avraham says there that according to everybody, it's a problem. It's a problem. Betting is a problem. Halachically, betting is a problem. There is a machlokes between Ramon and Mechaber. We'll talk about it in a moment in Chosha Mishpat. But he points out that the Mechaber says it's a problem. The Ramon does not argue over there in Aruch Chaim, indicating that the Ramon agrees with the Shulchan Aruch that it should not be done. We do find there's a machlokes in Chosha Mishpat between the Rishonim, machlokes Rishonim, which is brought down into the machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and a Ramon. Shulchan Aruch paskens there's no way a person is allowed to bet. If a person bets, he's not allowed to collect the money. If he collects the money, he's a gaz under Rabbanan, and he's pulsed for Eidus. In the future, Bezhe one day, when he's a big Rosh Hashiva, and they ask him to say to be an aid under the chuppah, he will tell them, I'm pulsed for Eidus. Okay, so because he was he betted when he was on March Madness when he was 17 years old. Okay, according to Shulchan Aruch, there's no way to do it. It's also to do it. The Ramah says that there's a scenario where the Ramah permits it. Again, the Magen Avraham points out that in Aruch Chaim, the Ramah said that it seems to say that it's usur, but he says you're not over gezel if you do it. You're not pasul eidus. You're not over gezel if you do it. So the conditions that the Ramah says that it should be considered that it's not considered gezel if a person bets on something. He says number one, it has to be a game of chance. Can't be involved with any type of skill. Because if it involves a skill, the reason why I'm putting that money is because I believe I'm going to win. So I'm not really willing to give. If it's a game of chance, the Ramah says, you know it's possible you're going to lose. You're going in fully aware that's a good chance you're going to lose, and you'll be willing to give the money. So therefore, again, so if you're betting with somebody, make sure you're betting with somebody who does not know what he's doing. Because if somebody thinks he knows what he's doing, you cannot take the money from him. It's gezeila. So if you want to bet on somebody on the brackets, make sure, again, you deal with somebody who does not know what he's doing. Because somebody knows what he's doing, you cannot take the money. Number one. And most guys think they know what they're doing, therefore you cannot do it. Okay. Now, as soon as you get to somebody who says, I really don't care about the money, I really don't know what I'm doing anyway, it's fun, let's do it anyway. So is it mutter to take it or not? So the Ramah says, in a scenario where the money is put down on the table, literally on the table, not he's going to pay you tomorrow, you cannot collect a debt. If it's a debt, you cannot collect a debt. And again, it's also to collect the debt. If the money is on the table, there in front of you, number one. And number two, the table belongs to you, so therefore the table is kinder for you, or belongs to the two of you, so therefore it can be kinder for you. Chatzah Shal Shutzen can be kinder, he has das to be kinder for you. Then you're allowed to accept the money, the Ramah says. So you have three conditions that you have to meet. It's a game of chance. The money is there in front of you, as opposed to collecting a debt. I'll pay you tomorrow. If the money ran, I'll pay you tomorrow. The money is there on the table, and the table belongs to the two of you. So in that scenario, so the guy's playing a game of cards, playing with dice, and they put the money down on the table, and the table belongs to both of them, and it's a game of dice, which is a game of chance. According to the Ramah says, you're not over gezeila if you take the money. And again, the Magen Avraham still says it's us, according to the Ramah. So basically, there's no way halachically to do this. It's not allowed to do it. But there's a scenario where if you do it, you're not called a gazan, you're not over gzeila if you do it, and you're still kosher ladies. The Shulchan Aruch does say in Siman, that's the Ramah in Siman Reish Zayin. In Siman Shin Ayin, the Shulchan Aruch does say, and the Ramah seems to point out, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should not do it because he's being mevatel his man, and a person should be asking something which is a valuable thing to do. And I think that's an obvious point that that's not what you don't want a person putting his head and his mind and his world into something of a non substance of such sort to the point that he's willing to put money on it. That's really not where Ben Torah wants to go. One last point, which is it's hard to translate into our world. You learn the world of the Gemara, you learn the world of the Halacha, and you see the concept called Baltashkes. using things, for, not wasting things, not throwing things out, not using things properly. So the idea of taking somebody's hard-earned money, be it your parents, be it your own, and just throwing out into the world of gambling, it's not the shkafa of the Torah. That's what money was made for. Money was made for to do good things with. You want to make a nice bet and do it. You make up with two guys. Whoever wins, the money goes to charity. You want to give it to, you know, give it to a stalker. I can hear an argument that a person should want to do such a thing, right? So we're there saying I'm doing something valuable with my money, but there's people starving and we're putting money into betting to make some money. You know, what are we doing it for? Right? You want to tell me, okay, good idea. I believe in the stock issue of people starving. I'm going to save X amount of people in, the Neim who live in your city or live in your Shalayim because of the money. Okay, I understand you're doing something with your money, but to do it for these other purposes, that's not what money was given for. So I just want to point out, halakhically you have a problem because most scenarios, again, if you're a Svardi, you follow the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, forget it. So make sure you don't bet with a Svardi. Make sure you're not a Svardi who's betting. If you're an Ashkenazi, so you have a way to do it, again, with the criteria that you have to meet almost do not apply, at least in this scenario, do not apply. So that, again, a person should be avoided. And again, if a person doesn't know what he's doing, it's a stop, what are you wasting your time for? And it's a waste of time. And have a good morning and have a good Shabbos.